get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad that you're joining us today. I'm Gary Willis, your host, and it's been a couple of weeks since we've been together, and that was because I'd taken some much-needed time off with my family as we had the spring break, and now glad to be back with everybody and getting started with the podcast again. As we go through the topics today, our first topic that we'll be talking about and some sad news to the Star Wars universe is that Richard LeParmentier has passed away suddenly. In other news, Star Wars Reclamation. Could this be the new animated Star Wars TV show? We'll talk a little bit about the Pink 5 Saga trailer. And in Episode 7 news, Star Wars Episode 7 music in particular. And could Dennis Muren be working on Episode 7? In other news, This Is Madness, the Star Wars character tournament results are in. In gaming news, LucasArts internal studios have closed down. And we'll also have a eulogy for LucasArts from LucasArts. The Star Wars The Old Republic Rise of the Hutt Cartel launch trailer is now available. There was a version 2 of Star Wars Battlefront 3, and we'll discuss that further. And then lastly today, we'll get into the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP, Part 2 from 1980. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
You know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
All right, move along.
So, is Star Wars Reclamation the new animated TV show that Dave Filoni has alluded to for the last couple of months? A treatment was leaked to IMDb from an ex-Lucasfilm employee, or that is at least who they claim to be. Star Wars Reclamation is set about 15 years after Return of the Jedi. It features mostly all new characters, but does include Princess Leia Organa and a character called The Shade, who totally, to me, sounds like Luke Skywalker. Is it a fan fiction or a hoax? There is a strong possibility that that could be the case. However, the treatment does read well and has a lot of detail, so either way, it's very well done. As with all things that start up with a new film series, I expect we will hear about more of these types of stories, and some will be true and some will not. Only time will tell if we have a leak of a new show that was greenlighted or if it's an elaborate hoax. So keep your ears tuned as we come back with more information about Star Wars Reclamation. In FanFilm news, there is a new Pink 5 Saga trailer that is now available. For those of you that don't follow Star Wars fan films, Pink 5 is a comical series of films that was made its debut back on the internet in 2002 and features Stacy, who is a fast-talking valley girl, that has first dropped into an X-Wing cockpit during the Battle of Yavin from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Two sequels have been made, Pink 5 Strikes Back in 2004 and Return of Pink 5 in 2006, that follow Stacy through her adventures in the Star Wars universe. On an interesting side note, Stacy appears in Timothy Zahn's 2007 Star Wars novel Allegiance, making her one of the few fan-created Star Wars characters to ever become part of the Star Wars expanded universe. So let's take a listen in on this trailer and see what you think.
Whatever. Standing by.
This you will need. A Jedi you will be. Save the galaxy you will.
Yeah. Okay, whatever, but I think your hairdryer is broken.
Yeah, that's gonna be kind of tricky, because see, technically I'm working for the Empire now.
Oh dear.
You're really good.
And then there's a whole... I'm sure they're fine.
Dude!
What?
You totally almost just shot my boyfriend!
You what?
If you like what you hear, the next sneak peek preview of the complete saga will be on May 11th, 2013 at Long Beach Comic Con. So if you're going to be there, be sure to take a look at it. In Episode 7 news, J.J. Abrams' Oscar-winning composer Michael Giacchino took questions this weekend at the Star Trek Movie in Concert that was held in Switzerland, and the subject of the music for Episode 7 came up. This is what he had to say. Quote, "I will say this. One of the things that excites me most about Star Wars coming back is the chance to hear a John Williams score. He has been a great inspiration to me over the years. He has been a great teacher to me and a good friend, and I would love nothing more than to hear more of his music from that universe. So if it were up to me, I would say, John, you must do it," end quote. There you have it. Michael Giacchino is definitely behind John Williams going ahead and doing the score for the new Star Wars movies and for Episode 7. We do know that J.J. Abrams has used Michael on several films and really prefers to use him, but if Michael's behind John, of course we all know that we are, because he definitely has given Star Wars that feel, so... We'll definitely look for more information and news as we find out whether or not it's going to be possibly Michael, or if it will be John Williams that will come back to score the films. In other Episode 7 news, could Dennis Muren be working on Episode 7? Hollywood.com has an article with Oscar-winning Dennis Muren where he discusses the state of modern special effects and stating that, quote, "In some ways, I think special effects aren't special anymore," end quote. He goes on to explain that you don't see spectacles and have a sense of wonder with special effects like we did when we saw the Star Destroyer fly over in Star Wars A New Hope, or of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. Now, the interesting tidbit of information about Episode 7 in this article was, with the installments of Star Wars and Jurassic Park on the horizon, the latter, on which Muren currently is not involved... And that's pulled directly from the article. Now, the latter on which Muren currently is not involved seems to me to infer that he is involved with the former, which is Star Wars. Of course, there isn't any official confirmation of that fact, but it would make sense that Dennis Muren would be involved with a new Star Wars film. So, as we learn more information, we'll be sure to keep you up to date on that. This is Madness, the Star Wars character tournament results are in. Just to catch you up to speed, if you weren't aware of this event, the This is Madness, the Star Wars character tournament, is a play on the NCAA basketball tournament with different Star Wars characters facing off in brackets to determine the ultimate champion. Well, the final battle came down to Darth Vader and Yoda for the championship, and Yoda was victorious. Darth Vader has provided a concession speech, and he is not happy about losing the tournament. Let's listen to the special message he has for you.
So, you have voted someone else the winner of the This Is Madness tournament. You have failed me for the last time. Maybe my heart is too big. Maybe I am too trusting of others. Well, lesson learned. All I can trust is the dark side. And the Emperor. I can totally trust him. Enjoy your hollow victory for now. I will return next year, and there will be nothing to stop me. Unless you don't vote for me again. But let's pretend that won't happen.
We shall double our efforts.
I hereby deem you all traitors to the Empire and to me. Next time, I will show the true power of the dark side.
Now, if you're a true Darth Vader fan, as I am, then we cannot let him lose the next tournament, if they have one. So we'll keep our eyes open for next year's tournament and keep our fingers crossed that Darth Vader will win the next This Is Madness, the Star Wars character tournament. In gaming news, since our last episode, LucasArts have shut their internal studios down and laid off their staff. I really hate that these endings and closures keep happening since Disney has acquired Lucasfilm. The early LucasArts game X-Wing, which was a great flight simulator, was the reason I purchased my first PC, just so I could get to play the game. With the closing, we unfortunately lose the upcoming Star Wars 1313. We also lose Star Wars vs. Assault and the new Battlefront 3 game. I hope as they move more towards the licensing-only model that we can return to some great Star Wars games. However, it seems that we may not see a new game until Episode 7 is released. But if there is any new information about Star Wars game that might be coming out, we'll be sure to let you know. Now, with the closure of LucasArts, a eulogy has been given for LucasArts by folks from LucasArts. Joystick has an article about this end of LucasArts, and imagine former LucasArts composer Jesse Harlan standing at a lectern, dressed in all black, and delivering the following eulogy while pictures of his colleagues fade in and out in a slideshow behind him. Here's what he said. Quote, LucasArts died today. It was 30 years old. Ask gamers to recall George Lucas's gaming company, and they'll tell you about fulfilled childhood fantasies inside the cockpit of a TIE bomber, or laugh with you about insulting sword fighting. They remember the time when spent in the boots of Kyle Katarn, Ben Throttle, or Boss. They remember our successes, and they remember our stumbles. But that was the public face of LucasArts, end quote. And the article goes on to include pictures from the event. So I'm sure that was kind of a hard event to go to at that time, as the folks from LucasArts have to let their beloved company go, at least as far as the internal studios are concerned. In other gaming news, Star Wars The Old Republic Rise of the Hutt Cartel has a launch trailer. The first digital expansion of Rise of the Hutt Cartel has just launched, bringing with it an action-packed storyline focused on factional conflict against the Hutt Cartel. Let's listen to the Fight for Makeb launch trailer to find out more about the new gear, new abilities, and new challenges waiting for you in Rise of the Hutt Cartel.
Thirteen days ago, the Hutt Cartel violated Republic space and seized the planet Makeb. They've blockaded the system with 30 Ajur-class heavy cruisers.
The Hutts will not be allowed to expand their dominion at our expense.
The Hutts chose Makeb not for its wealth, but for a substance called Isotope 5. Isotope 5 could remake the Hutts into a force to rival the Republic.
Hutt Cartel's deep drilling has destabilized Makeb.
The age of Empire and Republic is over.
I hope you've enjoyed your reign over the cartel, because it's ending right now.
Now, if you play Star Wars The Old Republic, be sure to purchase a copy of the digital expansion now.
Captain, status report!
In more sad gaming news for me, as a player of Star Wars Battlefront 2, Kotaku has a great article that includes a video showing LucasArts working on what they called version 2 of the new Star Wars Battlefront 3 that was canceled when Disney closed LucasArts. In the video, you can see all sorts of vehicle combat. The player, looking from a first-person perspective, zips around in X-Wings while shooting down TIE Fighters. They use AT-ST walkers, they use hover tanks, snow speeders, and other Star Wars vehicles. The art isn't final, but the combat looks very cool. One section, for example, shows multiple players riding on speeder bikes and shooting lasers at everything in their paths. I can't offer you any audio from this clip because it was a video only, but I will say that from the looks of what I saw, I sure would have loved to play this game. You can still see the video on Galactic Voyage in our daily video clip section from Wednesday, April 10th, 2013, if you'd like to grab a look at this version 2 of Star Wars Battlefront 3 video. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it is with a sad heart that I have to announce that Richard Le Parmentier, who played Admiral Mahdi in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, has passed away suddenly. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the entire family during this difficult time, and he will definitely be sorely missed. Now, just to help you remember which character Admiral Mahdi was, he was the Imperial officer who was force-choked on the Death Star by Darth Vader. Darth Vader found his lack of faith disturbing when he discussed the Force being able to help him find the stolen data plans for the Death Star. And this was one of the greatest scenes in the entire movie for me. So again, Richard Le Parmentier, who played Admiral Mahdi, has passed away, and we send our condolences to the family at this time. Today we pick up with part 2 of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. When we last left off, Luke did not return to Echo Base from his patrol, and when Han learned of this fact, he decided to take his Tauntaun back out in the cold to search for him, even though his mount would freeze before they reached the first marker.
Regaining consciousness, Luke realizes that his lightsaber lies just beyond his reach. Using the Force within him, he draws the weapon into his hand. Luke cuts his bonds and slashes out at the Wampa with the lightsaber, inflicting a grievous wound. Exhausted, cold, unable to go on, Luke collapses in the snow.
Luke.
It is the voice of his mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke!
His presence penetrates Luke's semi-conscious mind.
Ben, you will go to the Dagobah system.
Dagobah system?
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed me.
Ben!
As night begins to fall, Han finds Luke, delirious and near death.
Don't do this, Luke. Come on, give me a sign here.
Suddenly, the Tauntaun bellows, and unable to withstand the desperate cold, falls lifeless to the ground. Acting quickly, Han slits the beast open.
Hang on, kid.
He stuffs his shivering comrade inside the animal's still warm carcass.
This may smell bad, kid, but it'll keep you warm
till I get the shelter up.
Man.
Echo Base. I've got something. Not much, but it could be a life form. Commander Skywalker, do you copy? This is Rogue 2.
Good morning. Nice of you guys to drop by.
Echo Base, this is Rogue 2. I found them. Repeat, I found them.
In the medical center, Luke Skywalker is suspended in a tank of rejuvenating Bacta fluid. Monitored by robot surgeons, he makes a rapid recovery.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Thanks, Luke.
R2 expresses his relief also.
How you feeling, kid?
Don't look so bad to me. He looks strong enough to pull the ears off a Gundark.
Thanks to you.
Well, your worship, looks like you managed to keep me around for a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Rykin thinks it's dangerous for any ships to leave the system until we've activated the energy field.
That's a good story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Headquarters personnel report to command center.
Princess, we have a visitor. We picked up something outside the base in Zone 12 moving east.
It's metal.
An Imperial probe droid.
We better start the evacuation.
Aboard an Imperial Star Destroyer in another part of the galaxy, Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, receives the news he has been waiting for.
Admiral.
Yes, Captain.
I think we've got something, sir.
The report is only a fragment from a probe droid in the Hoth system, but it's the best lead we've had.
You found something?
Yes, my lord.
That's it. The rebels are there. And I'm sure Skywalker is with them. Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
Well, if you're enjoying the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP, be sure to come back to our next episode to hear part three as we continue on with the story. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Again, I'd like to pass along my heartfelt condolences to the family of Richard Leb Parmentier as he has passed away. I know all Star Wars fans will join me in expressing how much he will be missed to all of us. Today, we also talked about Star Wars Reclamation, the Pink Five Saga trailer, Star Wars Episode 7 music. We talked about Dennis Muir possibly coming back for Episode 7. We talked about the results for the This Is Madness, the Star Wars character tournament. We also talked about LucasArts as they had closed their internal studios. There was also a eulogy for LucasArts from LucasArts. We had Star Wars The Old Republic Rise of the Hutt Cartel launch trailer, Version 2 of Star Wars Battlefront 3, and Part 2 of The Story of the Empire Strikes Back LP. We'd like to thank you all so much for joining us today. You can send us information, news, or questions to podcast@galactic-voyage.com. You can also find us on galactic-voyage.com for all the latest news and information. And you can also join us on Twitter @galacticvoyage. So my name is Gary Willis. I'm glad that you joined us today. Please be sure to join us again next time for more of the Galactic Escape Pod. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Thank you for joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.